Let's do it again. Hello and welcome back. I'm Jim Tedder in Washington with a program that helps you learn and improve your American English. You will also learn about important events that are happening around the world. Today we travel to the African nation of Mozambique to hear about efforts to stop children from getting married. Then we will give you a bit of science news about earthquakes. Experts may be able to predict where they are most likely to happen, but will the future quake be just a rumble or will it be a killer? There are some new developments you will want to hear. So if you're ready, let's get started with part one. The African Union has sworn to stop all child marriages within a generation. Yet the African nation of Mozambique has one of the highest rates of child marriage in the world. Strong social and cultural traditions support the practice, although it is illegal. Early marriage compromises the right of girls to an education. It can also have a shocking effect on their health. Katie Weaver tells us more.
Near the town of Pemba in northern Mozambique, 16-year-old Rachel plays with her daughter. Rachel is not the girl's real name. The young mother did not want to be identified. She also asked not to be recorded. Rachel got pregnant when she was 14 years old. She told VOA, "My big sister warned me to stay in school. There are many here who have babies at a young age, but normally they leave school to get married and continue to have children every year after that. Some think marriage is a guarantee of security." Rachel's story is not unusual in Mozambique, where 52% of girls marry before they are 18. Ceremonies with dancing and music mark the beginning of the mostly secretive initiation rites season in Pemba. Girls are removed from school when they have their first menstruation, the bleeding that is part of a woman's monthly period. The girls spend days, weeks, or even months being taught traditions by the matronas, female community leaders. The local school calendar is organized in a way to support the custom. The matronas teach the traditions to prepare girls for married life in Mozambique. They train them to be obedient to men. They teach them about cooking and other duties related to home and family. The matronas also train the girls in how to interest a man sexually. The initiation rites may also include removing part of the girl's genital organs. This is done in the belief that it will increase male sexual pleasure. Girls are considered ready for marriage once they have completed the initiation activities. Girls Not Brides is an organization working to end child marriage. Françoise Madouthe is the group's Africa regional officer. She says child marriage often forces girls to leave school. She says the girls also often have babies before their bodies have grown enough to support healthy reproduction.
Most often expected to enter into sexual intercourse very early before her body is ready. She's also very often expected to have children. To prove her value as a wife and a mother. And the consequences of early pregnancy for a girl, especially the youngest child brides, are really dramatic. Girls who are married before age 15 are 5 times more likely to die or be injured in childbirth than girls over age 19.
Naredzaya Gomozavanda is the African Union Goodwill Ambassador for Ending Child Marriage. She says child marriage is a violation of the fundamental rights of girls. She believes that child marriage can be ended within a generation if governments, women and youth movements work together with religious and traditional leaders.
Getting into a marriage should not be an option out of poverty. It's important that our girls have access to education, and not only primary education, but are able to transition into secondary and tertiary and get decent jobs or are involved in some entrepreneurship. We need to also address some of the very strong patriarchal attitudes where girls are seen as wives and not just seen as citizens. Girls are not getting married to boys. Girls are getting married to adult men who are supposed to be responsible.
Ms. Gomozavanda says current social traditions in Mozambique to prepare girls for womanhood should be changed, not banned. She says training should involve skills that will help girls avoid dependence on marriage alone. Slowly, attitudes are changing in Pemba. Education has improved, and increased media availability is expanding the flow of information. I'm Katie Weaver.
You are listening to The Voice of America, and we are coming to you from Washington. Scientists know where earthquakes are likely to take place, but it is difficult for them to predict how strong an earthquake will be. Now, American researchers have found that it may be possible to predict the strength of future quakes. Ashley Thompson has more.
The Earth's crust, the outermost surface, is made up of large tectonic plates. As many as 20 tectonic plates cover the Earth. They move slowly, sometimes sliding under one another. Where that happens, earthquakes can take place. Timothy H. Dixon is with the University of South Florida. He is a geologist, a scientist who studies rocks and soil to understand the Earth. He and other scientists are using Global Positioning System, or GPS, equipment to measure what he calls slow slip events. By that, he means slow-moving earthquakes that cannot be measured by other instruments. Timothy Dixon says that while such movements may not be felt, they can lead to large, sometimes deadly, earthquakes.
They're the kind of earthquake that made the big Japan earthquake in 2011 and the Sumatra earthquake and tsunami in 2004. So they can be the real killers. So what we think these slow slip events are telling us is they're letting off steam, so to speak, in areas of the fault. And if they let off enough steam, that part of the fault won't rupture.
The more of the fault that ruptures or breaks, he says, the more powerful the earthquake is. The scientists set up a number of GPS receivers 15 years ago in Costa Rica to measure these slow slip events, which take place only every year or two. The last one was 3 months before an earthquake in 2012. People always want to know when an earthquake is going to happen. This technology cannot predict that. But Timothy Dixon says knowing how strong the quake might be gives officials time to improve building codes and make other preparations.
You know, the earthquake is more or less inevitable, even if you don't know exactly when it's going to happen. Since you know it's going to happen and you know how big it's going to be, you can prepare accordingly.
A scientific paper presenting his findings was published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. Thank you for being with us today. This is VOA, the Voice of America.